The Cat Country Wake Up Show with Matt and Chris on Cat Country 98.1 WCTK. Good morning. It's 7:06.
And some clouds today, but looky here. 46 are high. Right now it's 29 here in Providence. And speaking of Phil Vassar.
Oh, you know what? Hang on a second.
Oh, what?
I need to break in here.
What's this?
We have another cat hoarding story from Pawtucket.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. It just came in.
Yes, there we go.
Animal control officers didn't need a map when they got the complaint about the cats on Cole Street in Pawtucket. They said they have been there, and they have done that.
Oh, they've done that many a time. See, I told you, once a week, you'll find a cat hoarding story out of Pawtucket.
The animal control officers, last time we were there, she promised me this would not happen again, said John Holmes. He's the animal control supervisor. I asked her why she had this many cats again. She looked at me and said, quote, I am a cat hoarder.
At least she admits it.
And on this team with us now, we have our own Jonathan Higgins. Jonathan.
Good morning, Matt. This seems to be a big problem in Pawtucket. The cat population is growing by the day, maybe by the hour. In some areas of Pawtucket, the cats outnumber people.
Really? So this is a big problem in Rhode Island? Or
just in Pawtucket. Currently, the city shelter has 39 cats in its care. This problem is certainly putting the paw in Pawtucket. I'm Jonathan Higgins, live on Cole Street in Pawtucket.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
So what was it you were saying? Never mind. Here's Mike Sheeran on traffic. Good morning, Mike.
Yes, drive with extra care through the city streets in Pawtucket. You never know what might be crossing in front of you. This traffic update brought to you by your New England...